Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Welcome in, 100.5 ESPN Madison from the 5-1 Brewers victory, 10-9 on the season. Jose Quintana, one earned, 5 2/3.
We love it, we
Reese
love it,
Reese Hoskins, back-to-back days with homers. Christian Yelich on the board with a homer. And of course, Alex Strofsky. Sal Frelick for the first time since May 24th of last year, hitting a homer.
In the regular season.
In the regular season. As we all know, I still have dreams of Sal Frelick's home run in the playoffs, in which led in.
That's kind of a crazy stat.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Hopefully the first of many this season for our jacked up king.
So we have everybody back with us across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776. And right away, Steven chimes in with his wish. If you're Goody, you're the general manager, you have your boldest wish. You can have whatever you want. He wants to trade this year's first and second. He wants to trade this year's first for a second this year and a first next year.
Huh?
Now, Steven, I would love to know why. Because there are some needs and also some pipeline building that needs to be done at certain positions.
Mm-hmm. This team isn't in a position where they should be trading a first round pick thinking about next year.
This would be a scenario in which if we had the statistics about Goody and those draft picks and how many all pros and pro bowlers and
not enough
and all those guys that he's drafted over his tenure, especially since 2020. If all of them are projected into this roster as like studs and guys, and you're like, oh, yeah, we have some flexibility to continue to be good this year, great this year, and build greatness in the future, totally for that. This isn't a spot in which, that's not even trading back. Like, that's trading. It's a better word for this.
Like,
I don't know where you were going.
I was going to try and go really deep here.
Go ahead.
Come on,
it's
now,
like
you got
trading
it.
Into the future.
Boy, I tell you.
That was so good.
You just lost yourself there, huh?
Miserable Goat chimes in. I want Goody to admit that he doesn't know what he's doing 63% of the time. I didn't say these had to be real wishes, but what are your wishes? Trading into the future, maybe?
Now, I've been the guy that's just been banging on the drum for a wide receiver round one. I stand by that. However, if I had just a grand wish, a big, bold wish, there is a guy I want them to trade up for. I want them to trade up for Abdul Carter. That's the Penn State GM.
You talking about trading up?
Steven. He wants to trade for next year's more picks. You want to trade the entire draft to get one guy.
I want to trade next year's first and this year's first to go up and get Abdul Carter. I am sick and tired of Goody missing on D linemen in the first round and anywhere throughout the draft. Abdul Carter, dude, is a cannot-miss prospect. He will come in, and he will, within a year or two, be competing with Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt, all those dudes for Defensive Player of the Year. I need some quarterbacks to fear this defensive line again. Reggie White in the 90s. You had Clay Matthews and B.J. Raji in the 2000s with Aaron Rodgers. You need a guy at D-line. He's your guy. Dream world, give me Abdul Carter.
Yeah, well, I said bold, not stupid.
That's a dream.
Well, if we're talking about bold moves, what I want the Green Bay Packers to do that I wish Goody should do, I really wish Goody would take the time and actually think about moving on from this and put his pride aside and his love for potential. The Green Bay Packers, this isn't a dream. The Green Bay Packers need to trade the first round pick. And I'm not talking about trade the first round pick to move up. I'm not talking about trading the first round pick to move back. I'm not talking about trading the first round pick to get another one next year. I'm talking about trading that first round pick to go get you an established player that can contribute to this roster. The Green Bay Packers suck in the first round. I shouldn't say suck. They're not hitting in the first round at a rate that they absolutely should.
They've been subpar to below average since Jordan Love.
Way too inconsistent. There are teams that have guys, I don't know, a Trey Hendrickson that could potentially you can go and get. I don't know, maybe you can knock on the door of the Dallas Cowboys and say, listen, we could maybe give you a whole bunch of stuff for Micah Parsons potentially. I don't know what it is, but all I know is the Green Bay Packers.
The Micah Parsons project.
Yeah, I mean, nice, heck, man. I mean, you got a first-round pick to get it. But my whole thing is this, is that you have a first-round pick. And you need to take that first round pick and put it in somebody that is proven. Prove it, give it to somebody that knows how to play football, that can absolutely make a difference for this football team. So the Green Bay Packers, my bold thing the Packers should do is trade that first round pick and go get you either a stud wide receiver, go get you either a stud cornerback, or you go get you a stud defensive lineman that can be a game changer. That is what I want.
Justin chimes in with just like the best, simplest form of a wish. I wish that Gutekunst would actually make a first-round pick that is actually a good player.
Don't we all?
Simple, but a big dream right there.
I actually agree.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. You like, is it bold? I feel like Brad didn't even need to do Abdul Carter. He could have just said, "My bold prediction is they actually take a wide receiver in the first round."
Are we doing predictions or wishes?
Bold wishes.
Bold wish. Pipe dreams.
Pipe dream. Yeah, I mean, our wish.
You take it however you wish.
Abdul Carter's certainly a pipe dream.
Oh, it's a pipe dream.
They're not getting up to number three. Yeah,
could you imagine that?
No.
I'd give him a lot.
No, I can't imagine.
Especially with Goody's hit rate for the first round draft picks. Give him up. Take him.
What do I got to give up for Travis Hunter?
A lot. Goody would probably look at Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter and say, those guys are really good. But,
no, I'm serious.
Let me get that guy with a lot of – give me the guy with potential.
Yeah, two firsts
and a second, we get a wide receiver and a cornerback. You see what I'm saying? Am I right?
Do you see he said he's going to quit football
if they don't let him play both ways?
I love him standing on business.
I love it too.
I mean, he doesn't mean it, but it's hilarious.
But he's not going to quit, but he is trying to put it out there of what he –
he's fascinating.
Is trying to make happen.
I think he's trying to just stay valuable, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean stay valuable?
But Andrew Berry of the Browns, and it sounds like they're going to draft him at number two, said he's open to having him play
both ways. Well, remember, Kyle has the cherry on top for the Browns if we're going to get Travis Hunter. He wants to send Malik Willis, you know, the savior of the Cleveland Browns, to back up Joe Flacco.
Send a third-round pick. Get something like that. Would you guys do something like this? Would you just explore? Since we're in an imaginary world. Would you trade the first-round pick for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey?
For both?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What kind of question is that?
Tyreek Hill?
Both of those guys wouldn't
and Jalen Ramsey, they wouldn't all
get,
pros?
They wouldn't get a first-round pick by themselves because Tyreek Hill has off-field issues. Jalen Ramsey's 31 years old, big contract. Like both.
But you didn't ask either or. You said both.
I mean, the Packers can make a call and say, here, y'all can take Jair and we'll take these two off your hands.
Okay, now we... Which is which?
Wait, hold on. We're giving Jair crazier. And a first-round pick?
For both of those guys?
I'd still do it, yeah.
I would do that. I mean,
Which is crazier, Abdul Carter or
both Jalen Ramsey and
Tyreek Hill?
Technically, both those guys probably won't be on the Dolphins next year because Tyreek got his issues.
Could you imagine Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey living in Green Bay, Wisconsin? That would be wild.
It's a fun thought. I would see them in Milwaukee, and you would probably see them on the St. Norbert campus quite a bit. Or UW Green Bay campus.
Okay, Norbert take it campus. Easy over Jeez. There.
What do you mean?
Chimes in 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line. I like this. Give us your wishes. I don't even care if they're bold predictions anymore. What do you wish for the Green Bay Packers? We're like genies here. We just want to grant everyone wishes.
Man, come on now. I'm telling you, getting an established player for that first round pick would be perfect.
I wish someone else was in charge of making the Packers picks.
Oof.
Are people that down on Goody's draft? I mean, I guess the evidence is against him outside of Jordan Love, but the last two draft classes, I just don't want to fall in the trap of, hey, the last two draft classes are good. I feel like we've tried doing this in the past where we, year one of the draft class, they're like, oh, it's great. Remember Romeo? Last 3 years as success for Brian Gutekunst. So I also am scared that we're falling into the trap of the last two drafts were good when we don't know from year two to year three and year one to year two what some of these guys will be in development.
I don't know that people, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and feel free to text in on the Carbles Talking text line if you disagree with me. I don't know that people are necessarily down on Goody as a whole when it comes to drafting. I think it's definitely down in the first round.
Yeah, I guess this 100%. Was predicated on the first round
right.
in wishes.
And good use of the word predicated, by the way.
I'm trying to expand my vocabulary.
I'm proud of you. That's good.
Out.
That's good. The Watson and Dobbs class is interesting because that's also the Quay Walker, the Devontae Wyatt class.
Correct.
At the top there. It's a fine class. It's just you don't have a superstar. And I think when you have the youngest team in the National Football League, you need to find superstars more often than they are, right? And you know, we can say Jordan Love, we're going to call him a superstar just for the sake of he is your franchise quarterback, right? You have him. That's one in the first round. I don't know outside of Jair, and at this point it's not Jair, if he has another quote-unquote superstar in the first round. You know, some of these guys could evolve into that, right? Jaden Reed is a second-round pick. Edrin Cooper is a second-round pick. Evan Williams is a third-round pick or fourth-round pick. They could evolve into it, but he just doesn't have a lot. He's good players. Doesn't have superstars. And
we don't have any
superstars. The theme is drafted. Good, not great.
Yeah.
It's inexplicable, too, because, you know, the first round, there's so many players available, right? And I think Goody, he makes it too complicated, right? He's in the lab, RAS score, production, ceiling, all these different things. Just draft a guy that's like plays ball.
I would take a low ceiling guy, right? Like a great example is that I know Jarrett Verse, who got drafted and ended up becoming a rookie of the year last year. The reason he wasn't a top 10 guy is because they knew he was, you know, they didn't think his ceiling was going to be rookie of the year, but they knew he, you know, had a low floor, right? They knew that he was going to be a good
high floor.
Thank you. Had a high floor. And so, I mean, that's what the Green Bay Packers probably should look at a certain point, is that your team is not that far off. So getting guys with high floors and maybe lower ceilings, maybe that's what you need right now, because you have not been able to find somebody who, you know, had a ceiling through the roof and actually saw it translate on the football field.
You know, we did hear Mark Murphy with Alex Stroph. We heard Mark Murphy with Jim Matt and Molly from 100.5 ESPN Madison. You know, this is interesting to me. Derek in the 262, they need to trade up in a big way and get a splash. They, like, somehow these letters got mixed up, but I get his overall message. The draft is in Green Bay. We have to have the draft of a lifetime. Now, I wonder.
That'd be great.
I wonder how much, like, that matters. I know it doesn't. But it would be a great story to look back and as fans and as people who are living in Wisconsin be like, remember that time when the draft is in Green Bay and we got X, Y, and Z?
I got
and
to watch them across.
Yeah. And they changed the direction of the franchise forward. Like, that would be really cool.
That'd be a great story.
But really none cool. of us believe it. That's the problem. When you are hopeless going into the draft.
Stop. This is wishes. This is not killing wishes
right,
time.
You're right. I wish this would happen.
It ain't nightmares.
And while we wishing, I wish I had $1 million. And I wish I had a brand new car. Nice new car.
Well, Brad and I don't have to wish, or at least I know I don't have to wish about having new windows. I have brand new windows, and they're amazing new windows from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The hidden screens are in. It's so fun. Like, I'm either playing with my daughter's toys. I have this this circular thing where you drop the ball, it goes in the hole and it falls down. It's like a slide, and then it finds the hole and then it slides down. I play with that more than she does. And then also sometimes just go to my windows and then I just lift them up. I'm like, look at these hidden screens. They're so cool. You lift them up and the screens come up from the bottom. You lift the window down, the screens go down with it. And then the whole back of the window that you see from the outside, it's just a beautiful window. You don't have to see a screen. It's innovation. And it makes your home look better. It saves you money. It saves you energy costs. It helps the value of your home. Everything that I have invested in with Pella Windows and Doors has me excited. And I'm using my windows as a toy, which is probably a bad idea because I break things. But you get my point. You got to go to PellaWI.com and call 855-PellaWI. Gina, Joe Franco, the whole team. Whatever the offer is, you got to take advantage. Because they're always giving you a value add to your home. And with an offer that is sustainable in whatever economy and market you're in, because they've been doing it for 100 years. So with that, just tell Gina KBN sent you and you could have wonderful windows. Just don't play with them like I do. Be more responsible. 800-990-3776. Carbless talking text line. We'll continue to have your wishes be heard, because I like these wishes. Dreams, wishes. What are your dreams and wishes for the NFL draft in Green Bay? Plus, hear Brad out next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. That make the beat switch turn off. So give a million to him. Right now I got so many
villas booked on like a villain to him. Dirk's boy told me Martyr's room was his favorite. Rick from Pewaukee, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line. We're just wishing and dreaming But it's fun to do so anyways on this Wednesday. You're up on Kyle Brusten-Ortman on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Okay, as far as, I don't know if you'd call this wishes, I'd be wondering if you guys would give your opinion on maybe moving some players and seeing if you can get some draft capital for them. Can I give you a list of four guys and ask what you think?
Go ahead, real quickly, though.
Rip them off.
Okay. Kenny Clark?
Trade him.
Romeo Doubs?
Trade him.
What do you think you could get for him?
Keep going, then we'll dive in.
Okay, Malik Willis is number three.
Mm. Keep him.
And how about Rasheed Walker?
Oh, keep him. I love Rasheed. All right, cool. That's what we want to break it down.
Yeah, I'm going to table that because I do got to get to hear Brad out here. But I like it because there's some decisions to be made. And this will fit into something that I talked to Strofe about that I have planned for y'all that you don't know about.
Oh, you got a lot of secrets, huh?
Yeah,
What's going on around here? I like keeping
secrets.
I don't know. It's very secretive, very deceptive.
I don't like it. We're supposed to be a collective unit, and you're just springing things up on us.
Dude, all the time you go, oh, I don't want to play this audio for you guys.
But that's different.
You keep secrets from us all the time.
But it's not a secret. I tell you there's a secret coming. I don't, in the middle of the show, go, by the way, I got to talk to Strofe about a secret while you guys do other things.
Well, I mean, look.
That means you just thought of it right now.
That's true.
And you're very excited about the idea, which is great. I'm not shutting that down.
The only thing is, Strofe, is here's what team option here.
Okay.
Rick from Pewaukee chimed in with a question.
Okay.
I am so late to hear Brad out.
Yeah.
I think it's probably smart to answer Rick and Pewaukee's question right here and get to hear Brad out. What do you think about that?
I would agree.
All right. We got four names from Rick and Pewaukee. Kenny Clark.
Mm.
You say trade him. Who's going to want to take on the guy's contract?
I mean, yeah, and 31 with a third contract.
Isn't there out after this season?
Yeah, there is. I think you could probably get like a mid to late round pick for him.
Fourth or fifth.
Might as well see what he brings you other than building fourth round capital.
Wait a minute. The Green Bay, remember, Goody cooks after the first round. Okay,
But
Kenny Clark might be over the hill.
Jay Sternberger or Amari Rodgers next.
That's third round picks, not fourth round picks. We're talking different.
The problem is, who's going to fill his shoes? Some fifth round rookie?
That's the point that I was trying to make.
Evan Williams, we were just talking about.
We're talking about a defensive tackle.
No, I'm saying you're trading him and we get somebody else for a fourth round pick. Try it again. First you don't succeed, try again. What book is that, Brad?
I don't know.
You're getting a little loopy over there.
You're cut off.
Yeah. Romeo Doubs. He's heading into a contract year, which makes it, I don't know, like, I guess if somebody sees the value in him, they'd want to trade for him because they want to sign him, but I don't think he has the value worth trading.
You get a sixth, and then your room is even thinner. I don't think it makes sense.
Yeah, without, maybe if Christian Watson was healthy, maybe I'd say, okay, we could do that, but you can't, it can't be Wicks and Reed.
At this point, you're keeping Malik Willis for now, mostly because you tried the Sean Clifford thing and that didn't work out. His next quarterback pick that was supposed to compete and be the backup did not work.
Did he draft
in
another
a pinch,
quarterback?
He drafted
Michael Pratt last year.
Michael Pratt Tulane. From Tulane.
Oh, he can't
and then
draft.
You had, on a pinch, after game one of the NFL season, Malik Willis come in and lead you to two victories. If you don't have a secure plan right now, you have to keep him unless, God forbid, you're getting offered something that is out of market for Malik Willis, but I don't foresee that happening. Rasheed Walker?
No, you can't.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
Like a legit starter.
The hard part is you got a lot of guys coming up on contract years. You're not going to be able to pay everyone. He's probably not the one I would trade.
This is the one I'd actually be the most open to.
And who?
Because
who,
I still think there's a very realistic.
Jordan Morgan?
I think there's a very realistic chance. They go offensive line early in the draft again, and you kind of just do the
Jordan
Morgan thing
mic.
Again.
Shut him up.
No, there's a realistic chance, based off the amount of people they have to pay, that in the second or third round, or even maybe the first, that they do draft an offensive lineman.
Totally agree.
I hate that we're just dismissing the fact that they may have to backlog one of the most important positions in the offensive line.
We're not dismissing it. He is.
Then this year, it may be great, but just because it's great this year doesn't mean you have all five guys coming back. That's not how the contract situation is laying out for the offensive
you
line.
You already drafted his replacement. Sean Ryan isn't going to cost you a whole bunch of money.
How do you know that they want to keep Sean Ryan?
Sean Ryan is still competing for a starting job with Jordan Morgan again.
Competing for a job doesn't mean you're like a guy that you want to have. You want to continue to bring in talent to make your offensive line in the trenches great for your franchise quarterback.
Listen, y'all are perfect for Goody because you guys love potential. I'm not saying Jordan Morgan isn't going to be great. All I'm saying is we're still waiting to see it. I'd rather keep Sean Ryan and move Jordan Morgan to tackle and then keep Rasheed Walker this year than draft another guy this year.
That's a waste. Every year. Josh Myers is the example this year. The year prior it was Yash Nyman. The year before that it was Royce Newman. They have guys that they move on from.
Banks. Stop yelling.
Why are you yelling?
Because this offensive line talk gets me very upset. I love big boys. I love the trenches.
You don't love the trenches. You're not a trenches guy.
They had the entirety of their starting five back last year and still went offensive line in the first round, and he didn't play.
But that's the thing.
And the offensive line wasn't good enough.
First round last year, priority in free agency. You're telling me they're going to go first, second round, and then again on O-line, which is already a strength?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's a strength at all. Because Goody doesn't view it as a strength, Brad. He saw what happened against Philadelphia in the wild card.
I'm going to go buy it.
If that's not your strength, I don't know what the strength this team is.
I'm buying a drug test for Goody just in case.
I've never been more on Team Strofe and Bruss together right here than ever before. I'm glad I'm not on the Kyle and Brad Let's Picket Fence Lambeau Field.
Let's just disregard all of our other immediate
exactly.
Needs.
And we're at, this is the issue I have, fellas. We're talking about Rasheed Walker, a seventh round pick, who is your starting left tackle, who is a beyond serviceable starting left tackle. We're talking about Zach Tom, a fourth round pick, who is your starting right tackle, who again you found in a draft in the fourth round, who is a good guy that you're going to end up paying him a lot of money. You're talking about Sean Ryan, who I believe was a mid-round pick. You're talking about Jenkins.
I know who we're talking about, the offensive line.
Nobody starting on the offensive line was a first-round pick, but you're saying we got to invest a first-round pick?
It doesn't mean...
You can find good talent outside the first round. That is something that you're good at. Why are we going to use a first-round pick at one of the rare positions that you actually excel at? That's what the Packers have done for the last 15 years, is find guys outside of the first round that turn into all-pros, that turn into guys...
But Josh Myers didn't do that. For every one that you're mentioning, there's some that didn't happen.
You get two more.
Kyle, you watched the wild card loss to Philadelphia. They got their asses kicked once Elton Jenkins got hurt.
They didn't have depth, so you can draft depth, but not in the first round. You didn't need to draft him in the
first
round. I'm
not advocating for
first round.
I just think it's a very realistic conversation.
Today, right now, we said first, second, or third round.
I'm good with second or third round. I'm not good with first round.
But that's the problem, is you shut down when we said the word first round. You started yelling.
Because you should that should not be coming out of your mouth. That's like saying a swear word. FCC bans first round from both of y'all mouths and off as a line.
I just think if it happens, I would like you to kiss my feet and tell me, I told you so.
If what happens?
If they draft an offensive tackle in the first round.
Dump it. It's not allowed to be said.
If they draft an offensive tackle next Thursday.
With a great take here. This has been the best Hear Brad Out segment in a while.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Well, you did make a good point.
Just wait for the next segment then.
All right, we'll get to it. Brad Nortman, Hear Brad Out. I think the Packers should draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Dump it!
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Craig Council bobblehead that was given away, and we, just did a nice, soliloquy? Is that the right word?
Yeah, like a montage?
Like a Virgil.
Vigil.
Vigil. A vigil. We did a vigil.
Vigil.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, we've waited long enough. 800-990-3776. It's time to hear Brad out.
Way to talk over the highlight, Benny. Attaboy.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
Oh,
I'm rusty.
You know me, I like to be on the cutting edge of things, right? Seeing things before they happen, implementing them way ahead of schedule. I'm doing the same thing here today. Guys, players across professional leagues, they should be able to wear a number into the 100s. That's right. Into the 100s. Here's why. Now, here's why. Stay with me.
Did this dude just did this?
Stay with me.
Ain't nothing going on, Brad, for you to hear out today.
See, you're trying to
That's what we doing?
Brilliant.
What you mean? You got your new
next on the field coming up.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Number 674.
965.
The 100s.
Why? Why not just everything? 999.
Here's why. 100. First of all, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's like wearing double zero.
We don't need to go to the thousands. But yeah, that's what part of it. You can wear zero in all these professional leagues. 100 and 150 and 180. That's more of a number than zero.
Wait, how many guys are on an active NFL roster?
53.
Yeah,
53. But you got practice squad guys. You got,
they don't matter.
But listen to this. The New York Yankees, do you know how many, you talk about retired numbers? How many retired numbers do the Yankees have?
Probably like 85,
12.
They've got 22, and Judge is going to be 23. Every number from 1 to 10, they're all retired. Think about that. That's crazy. The Celtics have 22 numbers retired. The Bears and the New York Giants have 14. So 14 plus the 53, you're talking about 67 numbers. It's already getting tight, boys. You fast forward 20 years, we're talking true droughts, true supply limits when it comes to putting out.
Brad, I'm going to lie, you have a point.
Now, putting out numbers.
You do have a point.
And
you do have a point 50 years from now.
My final point. How awesome would it be to wear the number 100? I came up with some numbers that I think would look awesome on a jersey. 111. 111 would look so sweet.
Visually appealing.
It's like doing tallies. That would be super cool.
One cubed.
Yeah. 150.
Oh, that's actually an idea, Benny. Squared or cubed. Put the little exponent above the number.
Too much math. I just think you throw that number one in front of it. Man, you're talking about jersey sales. You're talking about excitement. If we can wear the number zero, then darn it, it's time to wear the number 100 and then some.
Kevin chimes in. If we're going to the hundreds, why don't we just add the alphabet?
That's just silly.
Oh,
that's just
silly.
Into 100s, though, this is going to happen, boys. I'm way ahead of my time. You guys are on the wrong side of history on this one.
Brad's going to be so happy on his deathbed.
That's right.
Finally, they introduced the number 100 to the NFL.
That's right. They pulled the tape.
Actually, here's an idea. No, Brad, I have a better idea for you.
Yes.
In terms of Kevin's idea, we could literally do the depth chart by numbers, right? So, like, the quarterback is number 1A, and then the wide receiver is, like, Z1 or X1, right? Because Z and X, right? You see what I'm saying?
I like mine better. Yeah, go
Stevie chimes in and he loves you. Nortman, you owe me 5 minutes of my life. Ryan chimes in. If Colorado retires numbers as easy as they do, they might need triple digits.
Now we're tied. See, that was ironic. That was a touch of destiny right there. You didn't even know, and I didn't even know you were going to be talking about that today. That just goes to show.
They're retiring numbers
left and right.
What brought this to your mind then? What triggered this thought?
The Yankees stat. I was like, dang, they got 22 numbers.
That is a lot.
Aaron Judge is going to be 23, and so they're going to have literally a quarter of the numbers already taken out.
So before you just thought about, you know what, we get to a point where we need more numbers. I mean, even though it's baseball, so they have a lot of time. Just to reuse numbers and be like, hey, yeah, this is in honor of.
But think about even the Bears and the Giants. They have 14 numbers retired. 14. And 53.
What's 100 minus 14?
86.
Okay. 53 guys have 86 potential numbers.
Yeah, but that's going to continue to change. And you got increased rosters.
How many years has the NFL been in existence?
I will say this.
Almost.
I'm going to back you up here, Brad. Because 59? Training camp and preseason, you have 90 guys on the roster. And
they're double up numbers. And
sometimes even triple up.
And college football has this as well. They double up numbers, Brad.
College football even more. Even more of a reason for college
football.
What's
wrong with doubling up numbers?
Because that's more ridiculous than going into the hundreds.
What do you mean? You have offensive number three and a defensive number three.
Yeah, that's
still confusing.
No, it's not.
You should be assigned one number.
No, it's not confusing.
I'm actually with Brad.
I'm with Brad on that.
I hate the
I should have brought up the college and should have brought up training camp.
You might want to think these through.
Bringing it to the table.
All right, I'm going to say it. I'm team Brad here. I'm in on it.
How fun would that be? I would buy a jersey in the hundreds.
I'm texting Domofsky. I need to hear his thoughts on this.
Yes. I would love Rob's thoughts on this.
This is a
Packers training camp. Packers have several numbers retired too. They're always doubling up.
Brad, this is just too before our time.
Don't you want to be ahead of the times?
This is a problem for our great grandchildren to figure out.
No, this is the great, 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 great grandchildren.
No, this is being ahead of the times and just a little bit more fun. When they said, okay, you can be the number zero, whoof, people flock to it.
Yeah,
everyone
number
be zero
makes sense.
Everyone's going to want to be 100. Everyone's going to be 111, 123, 138. 177.
I'll take double zero.
You'd be the first one of anybody to ever wear it. I want that jersey.
It just doesn't look right on the jersey. It's too much.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I'm going to test it. Test it out.
No, Brad. Yeah. It's not good. You know it's not good.
No, I do know. This is brilliant. It's going to need to happen eventually. Let's do it now. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace the future.
Do you do any like market research with Lexi, your wife, before you bring these to air? Do you say, hey,
no, these are just.
Sounds like he's talking to the foster children.
These are just in the Brad lab.
Would they smile
brain.
And laugh when you did it?
Yeah.
Hey, boys, what do you think? Number 125.
Yeah. It's a good supportive audience, unlike you guys.
This is bad.
800-990-3776.
Wait, Ben said yes?
Yeah, Ben and Strofe agreed.
No, I agreed on the college thing, not this whole...
But you agreed to the concept. That's a win for
no, he agreed to not having doubling up for numbers.
And the only way to do that?
I'd like to know if Brad should be banned for a week on Hear Brad Out. KBN Nation, you can be the judge. 800-990-3776. Do we put Brad on a one-week Hear Brad Out suspension based off triple-digit jersey numbers that's not a problem for the next 50 to 100 years? 800-990-3776, the Carpus Talking text line. I need a workout after that. I know where to go. The Princeton Club. Free childcare with the membership open 24/7. Did personal training with my guy, Maddie. And I'm going to be hitting that post-bachelor party, get fit for the wedding. And I know that even if I have too big of a goal or too small of a goal, I know I have everything I need at the Princeton Club. They have tennis courts, basketball courts, swimming pools, all the great equipment. Spin classes. Like, if you name it, they have it, and they can help you achieve your goals. For a better tomorrow, join the Princeton Club. I'm going to go take a shower, wash off the stench of that horrible Hear Brad Out. You guys continue to vote on the Carbless Talking text line if Brad is banned next week from Hear Brad Out.
Boys.
Yeah.
I have a response from Rob Domofsky.
Tell us on the other side.
Rob.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Miss Polly Side, come on over tonight.
You told me you don't know your feelings. Can we focus on mine?
I don't think Brad's getting a one-week suspension from Hear Brad Out because you're too well liked.
People love the Hear Brad Out.
No, they love Brad.
They love Brad. They don't love Hear Brad Out.
We all have our flaws, Bradley, and we have.
Don't we love the innovation, though, that I try to bring to this program?
That wasn't innovative, but it was.
How else would you describe it other than innovative?
It was too soon.
Genius. Maybe a word I would throw out.
Yes.
That's who you want on your team? That guy? Mr. It takes me 2 weeks to move?
Most brilliance is it's a misunderstood.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. And on the ESPN Wisconsin app, make sure you click Thanasis Show so you can get the exclusive one-on-one with Thanasis Antetokounmpo and his brother Giannis, in which he talks about his goal is to make sure that he gets a second championship. He wants to be one of the greats, not just a great, a Hall of Famer. He wants to extend himself even further, and that's why we love Giannis for the competitor that he is. But he's given a lot. He's given a lot to the city of Milwaukee and this state. And this is the first time that I really feel like fans are understanding that if it's not Milwaukee, that's a possibility. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. On Twitter at KBNESPN, if Giannis Antetokounmpo wins a second championship, do you think it will be with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Do you have short-term memory loss?
Yes.
That's the second segment in a row you've told me to do something, and then you just completely breeze past it.
What is Rob Domofsky chiming in on Hear Brad Out?
Jeez, Louise, man.
What was the plan? Wait, what was your plan for this segment?
He was just talking. I don't know what he's doing.
I was reading our poll question.
Oh, okay.
And promoting the ESPN Wisconsin app that is brand new, easy to watch, easy to listen, easy to listen back.
I'll let you talk about that as much as you want.
I was doing that while y'all were yapping behind my back.
We didn't know because you were just yapping.
I know.
Like, when will he stop?
Honestly, as I saw you guys talking behind my back, question? I tried to go as long as I could because I saw you guys not paying attention. So I wanted to get into something deep and be like, hey, so what I say, guys? And then I realized when you guys said something, I was the one who messed up.
Oh, man. If Ben is reading the poll question, that means he's stalling. That means he's trying to figure out what he's going to say
I'm
next.
No, I'm fascinated by these results.
Oh, okay.
But I'm even more fascinated to hear what Rob Domofsky has to say about Brad's Hear Brad Out saying we need to add triple-digit numbers to football.
This is what I said to Rob. I said, Hear Brad Out. Add the 100s to jersey numbers. Yankees have 22 retired numbers. Training camp and college football have to double up. He wants the jersey number 111 because it would look cool. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Rob responded, quote, I'd have no problem with that for football or baseball. Absolutely not for basketball.
Interesting. I wonder why the divide. Why basketball?
There's not enough players.
There's not that many players.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you can be. It's cool.
AK-47. I mean, Andre Karolinko.
Why is that the very first name in your head?
Because I'm going with obscure numbers.
Double zero, very common.
77. Luka
Doncic. If you can wear double zero, we're talking about absolute zero here.
Zero
boys.
Is a number.
So is 100.
But it's different.
Zero is not a number.
Yeah, zero is.
I thought zero wasn't a number.
It's the absence of a number.
Is zero a number?
Well, I've seen it
zero
in my bank account.
Zero is an idea.
Yes, zero is a number. It is considered an.
It's not an integer.
Integer. Thank you for reading.
What does that mean? What is an integer?
That's the first time I've heard that word in 20 years.
Is that something that we learned in like
what do you
kindergarten?
Think an integer
or,
is?
It represents the absence of quantity or value.
Yeah, I for some reason I remember hearing that, and probably at that point I was like, oh, okay.
Brad, when's the last time you used the word integer?
I actually heard it recently because someone was talking about integrity, and it said that's from the root of integer, which means like what? It means like whole, one. Mm. And it means like integrity means like you're the same guy.
You're a good listener, Brad. My goodness,
you are fascinating.
He retains so
whole
much information.
Reddit with 100 comments about is zero classified as an integer.
Because an integer is a whole number, boys. Whole number. Like one, two. But zero, like so 1.5, not an integer. It's a fraction.
What's the difference?
It's not a whole number.
Not a whole number. An integer is a whole number.
But what's a whole number?
A number that has no fraction.
It's a whole number, man.
No
fraction. It's a whole number.
I know, but like, why isn't zero a whole number?
Well, that's because it has no fraction.
Because it's an integer.
What do you mean a fraction?
No, it's not an integer.
It's not an integer.
It's not an integer.
Go back to listening to your audiobooks and go read about integers.
I'm not going
to
read about numbers.
What's the difference between zero and absolute zero? That was an idea, too.
Oh, absolute zero, I believe, is the distance from a whole number.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And zero is just zero. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing.
The absence. The void.
You
zero.
You sure know how to bore people.
Void. The amount of good Hear Brad Outs we've had in 2025.
Oh, absolute wow. Zero. I've had some good Hear Brad Outs. Haven't I? No. 2025?
Brad should be put on ice like fish on display at a fish market. His break should be longer than a week. This segment has run its course like the Edmund Fitzgerald. MK in the desert by way of Oak Creek.
Wow. That was many
Do you know
burns.
Who Edwin Fitzgerald is?
Edmund.
From Edmund?
Edmund.
It's the ship.
Oh, what ship?
Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison. We're staying with you in 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Sorry about that.
And,
A storm got Mr. Edmund.
No, Ed. It's the ship.
Yeah, a storm got Edmund.
Back in 2 minutes.